Hi, this is Amy Kenley, and you're listening to K-Pod. Today, I'm speaking with Chad Jackson of Lifecycle Insights. Chad is sitting on the judging panel for the upcoming Spike Awards. The Spike Awards recognize the best use of social media and social technologies to improve innovation, product development, and product management. The Spike Award winners will be recognized at a reception during the 34th Annual PDMA Conference on Product Innovation Management on October 19th. Chad, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, well, thanks for inviting me to participate in the awards. It's going to be great. I think it's going to bring a lot of attention to an issue that that deserves it.
Yeah, we agree. Thanks very much. So for those listeners out there who aren't familiar with you or Lifecycle Insights, maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself and your company.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So here at Lifecycle Insights, we really focus on performing studies into really all sorts of issues that matter to the engineering organization as well as engineering professionals. So we publish a lot of the studies that we conduct at the engineeringmatters.com blog. And then as far as my background, I've been in this industry for about 15 years overall. I was with a research analyst firm for about 4 years before starting Lifecycle Insights. And then prior to that, I was with a software provider in the space for over a decade. So that's my quick background and also on Lifecycle Insights.
Great. So a couple quick questions for you. What is the state of social product innovation today?
Yeah, really good question. And I think, you know, it almost makes sense to turn that question and have it focus a little bit more on kind of collaboration in product development today. And I think that, you know, probably unfortunately, I think today there's a lot of barriers that people have worked with for so long that they simply assume that that's just, you know, the reality of product development. So for example, when you think about collaboration, the way people work together, there is a lot of correspondence, for example, through email. And email is definitely a very good tool. It's, you know, everybody uses it today, obviously, but, you know, emails can get lost, they can be deleted, you can forget where they are. So having that as a mechanism for collaboration has some downfalls. You know, when you think about social media and Web 2.0 technologies, they offer some great advantages, but there's a lot of people today that they are so busy. You know, a lot of these development projects are so understaffed that they really don't have the the time to go and check out these new technologies, which could really offer some great benefit to them. And actually, I think it's there's a very close parallel between, you know, what's been happening in our personal lives and what happens in our professional lives. So in our personal lives, for example, it's really, really hard to keep up with your friends that you've made, you know, maybe when you went to school, during your career, as you might have moved around. And it's really hard to find the time to pick up the phone and kind of hunt people down. Now, what's happened in that realm is, you know, obviously social media has come along, and it's made it far easier to keep track of people and understand what they're doing on a day-to-day basis and keep up with them. And it's just exploded. It's become a new paradigm to kind of stay in touch with your friends. And there's a parallel in the professional life. You know, we are so busy on a day-to-day basis that it's really hard to go and check out new technologies. But these social media tools are a great way to address that, you know, all these issues around corresponding with people that might be in the same office or might be, you know, on the other side of the world that you need to work with. So I think that the state today is that there's a great opportunity. Social media presents a new means of collaborating, corresponding with people in product development, but I don't think people have enough time to check it out. And as a result, for those that really do investigate it, adopt it, and deploy it, I think it will really turn into a competitive advantage. So I think that is the state of it today.
Interesting. So what's the number one question that companies are asking in this area?
A really good question. So interestingly enough, kind of a little paradox question, is how do I find time to use, you know, yet another tool for collaboration? So for these, you know, for these people that are so busy, there's a perception out there that these Web 2.0 type of tools or social media are yet another thing that you need to go check, another thing that you need to go kind of work with on top of all the other things that you do, which is very interesting, because in my view, I think Web 2.0 technologies and social media can actually replace some of those less efficient means of trying to work with people. So, for example, you know, say you need to track down someone to, you know, get their perspective on a project, get some information so you can make a decision and move forward with your day-to-day tasks. You might go and wander around the office for 15 minutes, not knowing that person might be in a conference room that's shut that you can't go interrupt. You might not track them down, maybe leave a sticky note they won't get until, you know, 5 o'clock that day. And you've wasted 15 minutes of your time. There's a big delay in the kind of correspondence between you and that person. So the thing that social media brings to the table is you can try to ping them through, you know, multiple methods and get an immediate response. And you can resolve that issue. And number one, you don't waste your time. Number two, you get to resolve your issue faster. So there's, when you think about it in that context, there's a benefit to the organization. You know, you're gaining efficiencies. You're moving the project forward. But to be honest, there's a lot of personal value there too, because you're getting your job done faster. And I think everybody knows that, you know, people don't just clock out at the end of the day. In an engineering organization, you're there until you get the job done, which might be a long night or might be a long weekend. So resolving these issues faster actually improves your quality of life too. So that's the biggest kind of question that I come across. You know, how in the world do I add yet another thing that I use to kind of work with other people? And I think the attitude needs to be a little bit different. It needs to be more of, you know, how can I take this and replace inefficient means of collaborating or corresponding with my peers today?
Great. Really interesting. Thanks, Chad. Those are some great insights. So to learn more about the Spike Awards, everyone should visit spikeawards.com.